This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 328, Secret to Not Sinking in Summary Completion.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we talk to a special guest IELTS teacher about that oh-so-daunting IELTS reading question type, summary completion. Learn how to tackle this question type with confidence. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are here with another special guest today to bring you some very specific strategies. We are here with Logan Hess. Logan, hello.
Hello.
Why are you here? What are you doing here today?
Well, I was just visiting beautiful Portland, and I've missed IELTS prep so very badly that I just had to come and talk to you about reading strategies.
Yeah, you got. Maybe it's not fun for you because you're in the middle of preparation. But believe you me, for some crazy people out there, like Lindsay, like Logan, like myself, IELTS is fun. It should not be terrible is the one point.
Yeah.
And hopefully we will help make your preparation a little more fun. Okay. So today we're talking about a very specific reading strategy, you guys. And it's all focused on summary completion. So I know that a lot of you guys might be pulling your hair out a little bit in trying to figure out how to do this. It looks daunting. You know what? Don't think about it like a whole summary. Like you have to find like all of these answers at one time. You have to break it down. Sentence completion is easy, right? So it's just a bunch of sentences put together. So that's the first tip. Okay. So, how long did you teach IELTS for?
So I taught IELTS for 3 years at RMIT English Worldwide in Melbourne, Australia. Two of those years, I was the program coordinator for the IELTS prep program and also helped develop the curriculum for the 40-hour IELTS prep course that they taught there. Okay. I also did not IELTS, but TOEFL. I did a fair amount of TOEFL when I first got back to San Francisco. Not the same thing, but related.
We do talk on the show quite often. I don't think you've listened to all the episodes, Logan, okay, which is fine. But guys, remember that TOEFL and IELTS are very different exams, and there are very specific strategies that only are for IELTS that don't work for TOEFL. So just keep that in mind.
That is definitely true. I mean, in a very broad sense, they're both standardized English tests, but they are the format's completely different. Yeah. And yeah, a lot of the strategies are specific to the individual test.
Right. So, okay. So summary completion, you guys. What is, even before we look at the questions, okay, don't go straight to the questions, you guys. It's a waste of time. Your brain is not ready to comprehend the question if you don't know what the topic is, all right? Work with your brain. Help your brain understand these things. So what do we do before we look at the questions?
Are you asking
I'm
me
asking
or them?
You.
Okay.
They are not here to answer, so
right.
You're going to fill in.
So the first thing that we do is we skim the passage itself, the entire passage. Just take a short amount of time, but really kind of let your eyes wander the whole thing and try and look at, try and understand the general overall point of the passage. What is it about? But also the individual paragraphs. What's the main idea of each paragraph? Get a general idea of kind of what's going on in the whole passage.
Yeah, so you should be able to spend 1 minute, look at the first two lines of every paragraph. And it's not, guys, don't worry about understanding everything you're looking at. It's not, we're not doing that yet. We're just, like Logan said, we're just getting the gist. We're just warming up our brains here. So then it's faster when we read the questions. We know what they're talking about.
Right.
All right. So summary completion is, it's not usually going to be in the first group of questions. It's going to be usually the last group of questions. So that right right there is a benefit because you've already found other answers. You already know a lot about what's happening in this passage. So by the time you look at the summary, you're ready, okay? You're going to be able to pinpoint things a little bit faster. So when you do see the summary, don't freak out. What do we do? Logan, this is for you.
Okay.
Take it away.
So the first thing you're going to look for is you're going to try and figure out, generally, the summary completion is not the whole passage. It's one specific part of it. So the first thing you're going to want to do is figure out what part of the passage am I summarizing? And then you can focus your attention only on the relevant parts and not waste any time looking at parts of the passage that don't have the answers you're looking for.
So how do we do that?
So we take a look. First off, usually we take a look at the title of the summary and see if we can match that to a keyword that we've seen somewhere in the passage. Do you want me to actually use this example we've got here?
Yeah. So guys, we're going to use an example from Cambridge 7, test 1, passage 1. So,
right.
We're going to try and do this, sort of spontaneously here. We have not prepared. We haven't looked at the answers yet. We're just going to give you sort of a real time look at what the strategy looks like. Okay. Step by step. So we would look at the title and then, read the whole summary. Just quickly read the whole summary, and then you can go back to the passage and figure out where this is from, right? So it's about keywords, yes, but remember, you've already looked at this passage a lot, so this step is fast. So like Logan said, sometimes it'll be like one out of 50 summaries that you might see are going to be about the whole passage, okay? That almost never happens. So usually it's going to be a summary from like 2 to 3 paragraphs, like a 2 to 3 paragraph section of the passage. So figure that out. Look at the summary, figure out which paragraphs they're drawing from. And then you
identify the blanks that you're looking for, right? So we have, you know, there's the word we need to fill in. And then take a look around it on either side, before and after. What are you looking for? And particularly, you want to, again, look for keywords. And then you want to brainstorm a few synonyms for those keywords, because, you know, the IELTS test designers aren't going to make it easy on you. They're rarely going to have the exact same word in the summary that you need to complete and in the passage. It's really the exact same word. It's usually a synonym. And kind of what they're doing there is they're testing your vocabulary. They're saying, do you recognize that these two words are synonymous?
So we usually call those parallel expressions. So many specific IELTS vocabulary words. Guys, one of the most important things that Logan just said, something that you should be taking notes on this episode, note down the step-by-step method for summary completion. But this is really important, guys. Don't just focus on the keywords before the blank. A lot of students do that, and then they're not looking for the right thing. They're not sure exactly what they need. This is a sentence as a whole. So you need to underline keywords before and after the blank, okay? And then you're going to scan for parallel expressions for those keywords, okay? But even before you scan, guys, this is the key. You have to know what you're looking for, okay? You have to look at the blank and you have to predict. So what are we predicting here?
We're predicting a few things. We're predicting what part of speech, for one, fits into that blank. Are we looking for a noun, an adjective, a verb? What part of speech are we looking for? And also just, you know, the context. Look, again, this is why looking after the blank is really important. What sort of word, what sort of expression doesn't have to be, well, it is one word in the summary completion.
It depends.
Yeah.
So the instructions can be one word only or no more than 2 words. It can be a phrase, but it often is just 1 word. So this is really important, guys. So remember that the answer is always next to the keywords. Always, always. It doesn't matter what question type it is. The answer is always next to the keywords. So in this case, guys, imagine how helpful this is. Like, you have your keywords. Let's say you have two specific keywords that you're looking for, and then you know you need a noun, right? What is the closest noun to the keyword? It can be that easy. And you'll see, if you go back and highlight where the answers are, you will see that this works. So let's do an example.
Okay.
So we're going to look at the summary completion in the passage that I told you. And okay, so go ahead and read that first sentence. Hello, listeners. If you are ready to learn all the strategies for every possible reading question type on the exam, as well as listening, writing, and speaking, go ahead and check out our online course available now, guaranteed to raise your next IELTS score. Check it out at allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay, that I should also point out that there is a title here to this summary, which is facial vision. So the first sentence, blind people report that so-called facial vision is comparable to the sensation of touch on the face. That's the
okay.
first sentence.
Yep.
There's and no then, blank in that sentence.
And the next sentence.
In fact, the sensation is more similar to the way in which pain from a blank arm or leg might be felt.
Ooh, okay. So what would the keywords be on either side? Okay, so blank arm or leg. So I would underline sensation, similar, and pain. Pain is easy to spot as a keyword, guys. Keywords have to be special. They have to be something that's easy to find because it's a very specific word that doesn't have a lot of paraphrases. So pain would be key there. And then arm or leg. How many paraphrases are there for arm or leg?
Not many.
I mean, limbs?
Limbs. Extremities.
Extremities. That's a good one. Appendage.
Appendage.
Okay. So this is us working through the process, right? So first we're just brainstorming parallel expressions for the keywords, right? What about pain? What could be a parallel expression for pain?
Discomfort.
Discomfort. Even like, let's see, hurt. Right? Just an adjective, you know, unwell, we could say. All right. So what do we need? So blank arm or leg from a blank arm or leg. What part of speech would that be?
That would probably be an adjective because arm or leg is a noun phrase.
Mm-hmm.
So we're describing it. So it's got to be an adjective.
So this is this is easy, you guys. So then when you go back to the passage, you know you're looking for an adjective for arm or leg. Okay. It's not going to be that difficult to find, guys. The most important thing here is to not overthink it. When you find the answer, don't doubt yourself. Don't keep reading. If you keep reading, you're going to get the wrong answer. So find the answer quickly, move to the next question. Okay. So this is the stage where you predict answers. What could a possible adjective be there for arm or leg?
Are you taking bets here? My money is on missing.
From a missing arm or leg,
yeah.
Or the ghost appendage, right?
Right.
Isn't that a thing? Like,
yeah. Well, I think it's called a phantom.
Phantom. That's what it is. It could be phantom.
Phantoms,
arm or leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would lean either phantom or missing.
Okay. Good. All right. So then you would go to the passage and then find that. All right. Let's do one more example. All right, so go ahead and read that.
So the next sentence is, the ability actually comes from perceiving blank through the ears.
Okay, again, guys, easy keywords, ears. How many parallel expressions are there for ears? This is so easy to find. So then you would scan, that would be the keyword you would scan for. All right, so what's the part of speech that we need? From perceiving blank through the ears.
Well, that would be a noun that we need there.
Okay.
Because perceiving is a participle expression. So it's going to be followed by a noun.
Mm-hmm. So perceiving something through the ears. Perceiving. What is perceiving? What does that mean?
Well, that would be sensing.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're actually talking about perceiving something through the ears, probably related to hearing.
Yeah, so like a sound.
Yeah.
You're probably looking for a noun. It could actually be sound or another noun, right? Mm-hmm. Some kind of more specific sound, like squeaks or bumps.
Right. Yeah. A particular sound could also be something I would think, because it says perceiving something through the ears. Mm-hmm. I think perceiving sound through the ears is maybe a little too obvious. I think it's going to be something that would be unusual for you to perceive through the ears.
True.
As opposed to, because they said if it actually comes from perceiving blank through the ears, they would just say hearing.
True.
So maybe something unusual. So what's something that you might not normally perceive through the ears?
Some sort of wave, some sort of vibrations, right? Something maybe more of like a feeling.
Right. And also possibly could be distance.
Ooh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah, something is normally difficult to perceive. You know, you don't think of yourself as perceiving distance through the ears, but it does happen. I mean, you can tell when a sound is far away or when it's close.
True, like one of our favorite shows called Daredevil, guys. This sounds like something that could be describing his abilities. So here's just a quick tip, guys. If you are looking for a new Netflix series to get into, check out Daredevil. You guys, if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you know I love comic books and comic book shows. And if you are like me, you will also love this one. So this is what makes me think of that character. He's blind, but he's perceiving stuff through his other senses. So guys, just to sum up, it doesn't have to be daunting. It doesn't have to be a scary question type. Just go slowly. Take it step by step. Make sure that you're an active test taker. You're not just waiting for the answer to come to you. You're not just blindly looking at the passage and just hoping you're going to happen upon some answer. That's not how it works, guys. You have to use all of your skills. You have to work through this step by step to predict the grammar, predict possible answers, also predict paraphrases for the key words. All right, so we've been through a lot of steps today, guys. You might want to listen a couple times. And you can go to our show notes in our blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. All right, is there any last words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom?
Related to IELTS.
Okay.
Let's focus it.
Because I have lots of words of wisdom about comic books. I would say just generally predicting. The important thing here is – I've always found that a lot of students, sometimes they get into sort of IELTS mode and they forget all of their other reasoning skills.
True.
And I think it's really important to bring all of those reasoning skills that you already have to your approach to taking the test. So things
exactly.
like predicting and just, you know, guessing, and not guessing, predicting, using evidence to predict.
Educated guessing. But that's true though. And that's something we talk about on the speaking exam. Like as soon as students get into test mode, they lose all of their personality.
Right.
This is true, guys. You guys are adults. We respect you as smart adults. You're working hard to pass this exam. So trust yourself. Trust the strategies. All right. Thank you so much for coming on today, Logan.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.